Talking Times, Summer 2020. By the Rhode Island Regional Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, Talking Books Library, Office of Library and Information Services. This digital version may be played on the National Library Service, NLS Digital Player, or other authorized digital book players. Markers used on the NLS Digital Player will allow direct access to all sections. Coronavirus, COVID-19. The Rhode Island Department of Health, RIDOH, wants all residents to have up-to-date information about the coronavirus, COVID-19. Find up-to-date information at health.ri.gov/diseases/ncov2019/. Being an informed citizenry will help keep us all safe. Early data suggests that older adults are twice as likely to experience serious COVID-19 illness. RIDOH is reiterating CDC's guidance for people older than 60 years of age. Avoid close contact with people who are sick and be sure you have over-the-counter medicines and medical supplies, tissues, etc., to treat fever and other symptoms. Most people will be able to recover from COVID-19 at home. Pay attention for potential COVID-19 symptoms, including fever, cough, and shortness of breath. If you feel like you are developing symptoms, call your doctor. More information is available from Centers for Disease Control Prevention at www.cdc.gov. Talking Books Library Response to the Coronavirus. The Talking Book Library, TBL, staff began working from home in mid-March per Governor Gina Raimondo's executive order to slow the curve of the virus through teleworking and physical distancing. To that end, the TBL staff have taken up their computers and other electronic devices to create a workspace from home so that we can continue to provide our members with materials. Perkins School for the Blind was also ordered to close on March 24th, but has reopened as of June 1st. Materials and equipment can be returned and shipped out to our members. The Talking Books Library and its members were fortunate to have the assistance of the Multi-State Center West in Utah to provide materials to our members while Perkins was closed. At the time of this writing, there is no way for us to know exactly how things will progress over the coming months, but please rest assured knowing that the Talking Books Library will continue to provide services and materials to members. We check voicemail and emails daily, and will answer your calls to 401-574-9310, as well as emails to talking.books@olis.ri.gov. If you have access to a computer or the internet, you'll find updates about the Talking Book service by going to olis.ri.gov/TBL. We thank you for your patience and are hopeful that all things will return to normal soon. Please take care and stay safe. Census 2020. Starting in mid-March, letters were sent out to households around the country inviting them to respond to the 2020 census, www.census.gov. If you have not already responded, it's not too late, as the census has been extended through October 2020. You can respond to the census online or by regular mail or phone. If you haven't responded yet and do not live in group quarters such as a nursing home or assisted living, you may receive a visit from a census worker to gather your information starting in August. Why should you respond? Well, census results play a large part in determining how government at all levels allocate hundreds of billions of dollars for services that communities rely on. But some groups of people, including those who are blind or disabled, historically have been undercounted. Currently, $3.8 billion comes into Rhode Island for infrastructure, programs, and services based on the 2010 census. We at the Rhode Island Talking Books Library want to make sure all our patrons are counted. Don't miss this chance to help shape Rhode Island and our future. If you have questions about the census, we are here to help. Contact us via email at talking.books@olis.ri.gov or call us at 401-574-9310. Accessible Voting Act 2020. The Accessible Voting Act was introduced by Senators Bob Casey, Ranking Member, U.S. Senate Special Committee on Aging, and Amy Klobuchar, Ranking Member, U.S. Senate Committee on Rules and Administration, January 2020. Only 17% of polling places were fully accessible in 2016. To obtain information on voting assistance, registration deadlines, and the voting process, visit vote411. Learn more about the Accessible Voting Act at tinyurl.com/u6kz4kc and make sure your vote is counted in this election. Summer Reading Program. Summer reading programs across the state are happening virtually for the most part due to COVID-19. Below are five adult titles related to this year's summer reading theme: Imagine Your Story, Fantasy, Fairy Tales, and Mythology. You may check your local library's website to receive additional information about summer reading. Mythos, The Great Myths Retold, by Stephen Fry, DB 97936. Comedian, novelist, and actor provides his own spin on the classic Greek myths for the modern age. Retells the stories of the Titans and gods as a light account of ribaldry, revelry, warfare, worship, love affairs, slayings, suicides, triumphs, and tragedies. Unrated. Commercial audiobook, 2017. Spinning Silver, by Naomi Novik, DB 91647. When her moneylender father can no longer collect his debts, Miriam takes over and earns a reputation of being able to turn silver into gold. This draws the attention of the icy Staric people, whose king sets her an impossible task. Luckily, she finds some unexpected allies. Commercial audiobook, 2018. The Rise of Magics, by Nora Roberts, DB 97567. After a plague-destroyed civilization, Fallon worked to train her magic. She has rescued countless shifters, elves, and humans, and now must help them heal while facing off against the Purity Warriors. Sequel to Of Blood and Bone, DB 93358. Violence, strong language, and some explicit descriptions of sex. Bestseller, 2019. The Water Dancer, by Ta-Nehisi Coates, DB 96729. Born into bondage, Hiram Walker is robbed of all memory of his mother when she is sold. But Hiram is blessed with a mysterious power. This power saves him when he almost drowns, and he knows he must escape the only life he has ever known. Violence, historical fiction. Commercial audiobook, 2019. The Winter of the Witch, by Catherine Arden, DB 93503. Vazia will uncover surprising truths about herself and her history as she desperately tries to save Russia, Marazko, and the magical world she treasures. But she may not be able to save them all. Sequel to The Girl in the Tower, DB 89951. Unrated, commercial audiobook, 2019. Rhode Island Collection. The Talking Books Library has prepared a list of books for the Rhode Island Collection and will begin recording titles as soon as possible. The project has been temporarily delayed due to closures caused by the coronavirus. Using donations sent in by members, their family, and friends, the Rhode Island Collection will feature books with stories that take place in Rhode Island, books about well-known Rhode Island residents, and books by Rhode Island authors that will have enduring value. Your donations will allow us to continue building the collection of local interest. To make a donation, send check or money order payable to the Rhode Island Talking Books Library and mail to the Rhode Island Office of Library and Information Services, Talking Books Library, 1 Capitol Hill, Providence, Rhode Island, 02908. Your donations are greatly appreciated and are used solely for the purchase of materials for the Talking Books Library. Donations are accepted in memory of a loved one, family member, or to honor an individual. If you wish to remain anonymous, please let us know in an accompanying note. Duplication on Demand. In the near future, the Talking Books program will serve patrons with a great new service called Duplication on Demand, DOD. it will allow you to get almost any book that is available on Bard right away. When you order books, or when automatic selection orders books for you, they are recorded on a cartridge and sent to you within a day or two, provided you don't already have a full quota. Of course, if you have other requests on your list, you'll need to tell us if you want new requests first. Otherwise, our automated service may send older requests before the new ones. Using DoD, there's no waiting for other patrons to return a copy. All downloadable books are always available. DoD puts up to 10 books on one cartridge, but you don't need to be able to use Bookshelf because new programming has simplified the way you move from book to book. You can also get a whole series put on one cartridge, in series order. Just let us know if there's one you would like. We've heard from a number of patrons who love receiving multiple books on a single cartridge. Try it today. Bard Braille and Audio Reading Download. If you do not have a Bard account, you probably realize, since the COVID-19 crisis, how invaluable Bard is. When you cannot receive materials via the U.S. mail, Bard is there to fill the gap. All you need is an email account. You, a family member or caregiver, can download books on a computer and then onto your cartridge. Or you could have books downloaded to your mobile device, iPhone, iPad, iOS and Android devices, or Kindle Fire. Just contact the Talking Books Library staff via email or phone to let them know that you would like a Bard account. 2019 Member Survey Results. Many of you have completed the TBL member survey this past fall, and we thought you might be interested in the results. The majority of TBL members are referred to our program through Rhode Island State Services for the Blind, InSight, or a caregiver, family, or friend. More than 50% responded that they prefer to communicate with TBL staff via phone, 36% by email, and 13% by U.S. mail. 73% of survey respondents stated they have access to a computer and the internet. Responses for a device or devices members used to listen to TBL audiobooks and magazines include 64% Talking Book Player, 24% iOS, Apple device, 9% Android device, 3% Victor Reader Stream. Over 90% of respondents said that we provide excellent service and their needs are always met. 73% of the survey responses came from members between the ages of 65 and 98. Do you have more than one machine? If you have more than one machine, please keep the one that works best for you and return the other machine to Perkins. If you have an older machine, cassette player, please return it to Perkins. Cassette tapes are no longer issued. The National Library Service allows one machine per member and would run short of machines to distribute to new members if old or damaged machines are not returned and repaired. If you have questions, please email us at talking.books@olis.ri.gov or call 401-574-9310. Return your newsletter and magazine cartridges. Please remember to return your newsletter and magazine cartridges when you are done, so that you can receive the next issue. TBL Closings and Holidays. August 10, 2020, Victory Day. September 7, 2020, Labor Day. October 12, 2020, Columbus Day. November 3, 2020, Election Day. November 11, 2020, Veterans Day. End of Talking Times, Summer 2020. Read by Nancy Gahagan in the Clive W. Lacey Recording Studio of the Perkins Library, Watertown, Massachusetts, August 2020. This publication is supported by the Institute of Museum and Library Services through the Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Rhode Island Office of Library and Information Services. Talking Books Plus contact information. Website: www.olis.ri.gov/TBL. Email: talkingbooks@olis.ri.gov. Phone: 401-574-9310. TTY: 711. Mailing address: Rhode Island Talking Books Plus Library, Office of Library and Information Services, 1 Capitol Hill, Providence, Rhode Island, 02908-5803. If you found this recording to be defective, please contact your cooperating network library.